tree. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
And now, the feature so many of our listeners wait for each day.
Crossed over, if I never have a cent.
That's a pretty good description of us. I think we are what they wait for.
Gold dust at my feet.
In my pain.
On the sunny side of the street.
Good afternoon, one and all, young and old. White, black, yellow, red, every creed, every religion, every sexual orientation. Oh, you know what? I missed the gay pride parade. Oh!
When was that?
Oh, this weekend.
Oh.
Oh. That's like two or 20 years in a row now that I've missed it. Did you go, Peon?
I did not.
Dan, did you go to the game?
No, I didn't.
You guys forgot about it, too.
Well, yeah. We had a lot of stuff going on this weekend, so I couldn't make it.
Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Crotchpot hot today, as Robin Williams said, and good morning, Vietnam. Still don't know what that means, but I like the sound of it. Crotchpot hot.
That sounds hot.
It does.
And disgusting.
Did I ever tell you about the song I wrote? I got ripped off on and somebody else recorded
it? No.
I still have the original... Hot town. And then I wrote, it's summer in the city. And then I wrote, the back of my neck is dirty and gritty.
Huh.
Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. And somebody got a hold of it. And I think you know the rest of the story, as Paul Harris would say.
Paul Harvey said that.
Now, the phones are already starting to ring. And we have not even had time to make a mistake yet.
No.
We couldn't have made a mistake. We are going to take your calls. Jose's coming in next hour. But let's start this the way we normally start it, and that's with the Burke segment. Unless the phones just all light up, and if they do, we'll push that aside. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Tonight's Larry Connor's first night here, 9 to midnight. Make him welcome. Burke segment, do we have any?
I don't.
You don't.
You had a whole weekend.
I know.
Wow.
Loser. Dan, anything?
I do. I have something.
All right. This is Dan Strauss, everybody. Dan?
Something interesting happened over the... Thank you. Thank you so much. Something interesting happened over the weekend, and I was not there to witness this, but I have several people that I talked to.
So is hearsay.
This is hearsay. They witnessed all of this. Went to a Little League baseball tournament over the weekend in O'Fallon, Illinois.
Hmm.
And the team that...
You did.
Yeah, I went there. Went there with some. We were all together and went to the Little League 8-year-olds playing Little League.
Okay.
So what happened was they made it to the semifinals and did not make it to the finals. Now, the finals, the two teams were getting ready to play, and all of a sudden, they said the parents started fighting like crazy.
Well, I've never heard of such a thing.
No.
Yelling at each other, screaming at each other, and going crazy. The cops are called.
Well, that's all.
And one of the grandpas pulls out a gun.
Whoa.
He pulls out a gun. And I guess now they have concealed carry, correct, in Illinois now?
They do now, but I don't know if they've been issued yet. It's still so new. I doubt that he had one.
Yeah, so there were... people being arrested, and it just got really, really ugly for this championship game. And these are 8-year-old kids. It's beyond me. I've witnessed things at some of these games that are just beyond me from the parents.
But you didn't witness this.
I did not witness this. No,
we heard about it.
Yeah, I heard about it. We were already gone, and the whole thing was just But to witness some of these parents that get together at some of these games.
I've seen it.
My kids unbelievable.
And I saw parents make fools of themselves and act like idiots.
And yelling at their kids and yelling at the umpire. And this is it's a game where they have a pitching machine. So they're yelling at the umpire, calls that he makes out on the field. They're yelling at the kids and telling the kids to make these plays and all this other stuff.
How does any kid learn how to pitch if they have a pitching machine? Don't you want some kid to learn to be a pitcher?
Well, I think they replaced. They used to have coaches pitch.
Yeah.
Okay. You're right. Because they did that when my kids were little.
Yeah. I don't think they let kids pitch till a certain age.
They can't.
Right. Yeah. They can't control.
There's t-ball, and then there's machine pitch, and then I believe 9 or 10 they end up starting to throw, have pitchers and everything like that. But I was just thinking about all the sports where the parents are just incensed.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what sport it is.
No, it's soccer. I've witnessed it at soccer. I've seen it at hockey.
A jerk is a jerk. It doesn't matter what the sport is.
And a lot of the parents are all to blame because they're living through their kids. Some of them are living through their kids, and it's just crazy. But that was, I thought that was interesting that everything was fine. The whole tournament went well, and then all of a sudden all hell broke loose.
Now, I think a lot of people might be wondering, why were you at a Little League game for an 8-year-old? You don't have an 8-year-old. Was this your girlfriend's grandson or something?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you're dating a grandmother? Doesn't that sound.
Oh, man.
I'm serious. Doesn't that sound odd that we're old enough to say something like that? It just does.
What do you have?
Well,
you have
some of you are. Well, yeah. I guess I could be too.
You have grandkids.
Well, no, you actually could be a grandfather. Are you, 30 what?
37.
Yeah. You could absolutely be a grandfather.
Oh, I've known people that are that were grandparents at 38, 39 years old before they were 40.
If you had gotten a girl pregnant at when you were
17, right.
Yeah. Okay.
Even 18 or 19.
That kid could be 20 and have a son, and you'd be a grandfather.
Yep.
And it certainly could happen. There are great grandfathers.
But it did.
Have you checked?
There are great grandfathers who are in their late 40s.
Yeah.
Now, that to me doesn't sound like that should be right. There's something wrong with that.
Yes.
But it's possible. It can happen.
And I failed to go. I missed Farmer Dave's big party. Farmer Dave had a party out.
Well, it's a tough call, either Gay Pride or Farmer Dave's party.
I wanted to go too. We had a graduation party.
I think a lot of people like me decided I'm just not going to do it because I don't want to hurt either one's feelings.
I haven't heard any stories of gossip that happened.
I heard there was horseback riding, though. They did some horseback riding.
Well, you either hurt Farmer Dave's feelings or you hurt the gay community. Who are you going to hurt? I say, let's just don't do either one. Then nobody's hurt.
Right.
You chose him over us or us over him. So that was my solution to it. Is that it?
That was it.
Yeah. Burke's segment is officially closed. We will take your calls and we will chat about anything you want to talk about, except real heavy, serious stuff that gets people into arguments, you know, political type stuff. Oh, I do have a question. 314-969-KTRS is our number. The other one, the secondary number, is 888-550-KTRS. The Supreme Court today overruled President Obama's health care thing when it comes to mandatory, you know, birth control, blah, blah, blah. Here's my question. Does the Bible even mention birth control? How could it?
I don't know.
There was no birth control back then except abstinence, but that's not what this is about. This is about diaphragms and IUDs and condoms and whatever. That it can't possibly be addressed in the Bible.
And it's mainly, and I'll have to be careful here, but I have to tell everyone, I was raised Catholic. It's mainly the Catholic religion that feels that way, correct?
Right. Correct.
I was raised Catholic. I'm no longer Catholic, a practicing Catholic.
Well, they kicked you out. Tell the truth. They threw you out, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. No, for reasons.
But here's my question. Hobby Lobby, it's like Chick-fil-A. It's a privately held company.
Right.
It's not, and the family's very religious. That's fine. And they don't like the idea of contraception being made available. So that means it's religious, but a lot of religious stuff is some man or woman in the church that decided it. It's not biblical. Look, it's like the when Dan, you were Catholic, when Catholics couldn't eat meat on Friday.
They still can.
It's not from the. No, that's not true.
No, well, they choose to. That's the thing that they give up for Lent.
But that's just Lent.
Yeah.
You remember when every Friday, because schools had to offer fish, because every Catholic kid couldn't eat meat. That's a man-made thing. That's not biblical. And to prove it, they changed it. They said, okay, forget it. You can eat meat now. And I'm wondering if the contraception thing, if that's something that somebody in the a priest or the Pope or somebody said, okay, no contraception, or is it biblical? I don't know. Look at these phones.
We always knew a Catholic family when I was growing up because they are always had like 5, 6, 7, 8 kids.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They were always a big, it was always a big family.
Well, that's kind of what happens when you don't use contraception.
I know.
But it's always interested me. Religion is a very interesting thing because no matter what you are, Baptist, Catholic, whatever, you kind of do, it seems to me, that a lot of people sort of do what they want to do and ignore the parts they don't like. For example, don't tell me that millions of Catholic women aren't on birth control. So that part, I'm Catholic, but I don't want to do that.
So right.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like the Baptists are, for the most part, no drinking. Well, I'm Baptist, but I still like to have a beer every once in a while. So I'm kind of going to ignore that part every once in a while. It's just, it's funny to me. I don't know that there are too many people who right down the line obey the rules and the doctrine. It's they just don't. You kind of mold it to be what you want it to be, I think. All right, here we go. We're off to the phones. Tom is up first. Hello, Tom. How are you?
Hey, fine. How's it going, Frank?
Well, it's going great, Tom. For a hot, sticky, a BO index of 12 on a 1 to 10, it's going great.
Good. I have a little plan words for the gay pride parade people.
All right.
Okay, instead of saying the gateway to the West.
Ooh, I think I know what's coming. Go ahead.
How about the gayway to the West?
Now, that's very good. I think that's very good. I think they would like that. I'm surprised we haven't heard that.
No, neither have I.
The gay way to the West, meaning this is where the gay life starts.
Why not?
Why not? Thank you, Tom.
You bet. Have fun with it.
Well, I don't know.
How do we have fun with it?
I don't know that I'll have fun with it. I think it actually ends right there for me, the use of the gay way to the West. Ben is next. Hello, Ben. How are you?
Great, and AM in the PM.
Well, that's would explain why you're great. What can we do for you?
The Supreme Court decision. I might be able to clear a little of this up.
All right.
Anyway.
Go right ahead.
But anyway, got me. The mandate is about Plan B, which some in the church consider to be kind of a sort of abortion thing, sort of maybe.
Sort of murder to some people.
Well, sort of,
yeah.
Yes. The debate is whether or not Plan B is actually contraception or is it actually killing something that has already been created.
But this is an argument. This is an argument and a controversy and a discussion that goes back forever and ever and ever and ever to whether or not the point of conception, anything that stops that, is abortion to some people.
Exactly. But I mean, people are absolutely losing their minds over things that they know very little about. They're screaming and yelling about, you know, conscience.
Well, my goodness, that's what's new.
With religion?
Yeah, that's everything.
That never happens.
Yeah, no kidding.
Okay.
No, your point's well taken.
The thing actually states that it's only 4 specific forms that they didn't want to provide.
Well, now here's what I don't understand. Aren't there some companies that say we don't want to have a health care plan where any form of contraception is covered? Well, here's my response to that. If you're really religious, I don't care where you work, don't get birth control pills. Don't get them. Look,
for a company that, you know,
but they're not pushing them on you. They're not telling you, here, take these. It's just part of the healthcare plan. I can't believe I'm talking about this. But if I worked for a company where they, here, I did one time. I worked at an ad agency, and the owner loved to drink. And every Friday at 3 o'clock, we shut down and went in the conference room, and everybody got hammered except me. I wasn't a drinker, and I didn't get drunk except one time when he got me drunk because I didn't have any idea what I was drinking. But I had every right to go, no, thanks, I'll have a Coke. Just because they allowed it or it was available didn't mean I have to do it.
Does that make sense?
Well, sure. That was before anger took the place of baseball as America's favorite pastime.
No, you're absolutely right. This country has gotten to the point where it loves to argue and it loves to fight, and people love to hate other people and get angry at other people. But unless I just don't get what's going on here, it seems to me that if you don't want to utilize what's available, the company having it available is in no way saying, do it, take it. It's just an
mass
option.
Mass hysteria over nothing.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Ben, thank you for the call.
You bet.
All right. Bye. Now, this is the show you turn to when you want in-depth, you know, intellectual discussion about heavy topics. Wait a minute. No. I'm thinking of somebody else. Hello, Robert. How are you?
Not too bad. Frank, how are you doing?
I'm doing great today. What can we do for you?
Well, you know, if you want to get technical, we're doing abortions and we're doing all this contraceptive stuff after the baby is considered alive. Okay?
Okay.
Nature does it after they've been literally born. I mean, look at animals that kill their young after they come out, either because they're weak or, you know, whatnot.
Right. We're not animals. Well, we are animals, but not like you're talking about.
Exactly. So, I mean, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, we could be doing a lot worse than what we're doing.
Okay, I guess I would agree with that. And I agree with the other guy as well. People just seem today like they want to argue all the time about something, you know?
Well, you know, and I can care less. If you're a woman, Frank, and you want to have the baby, you want to get rid of it, I don't really care. Your body.
Your
and,
choice.
You know, I have no control over your body, for one. And number two, I'm not involved with you.
You know, Robert, I've never had any real control over any woman's body. I hate to say it. I wish I did. Thank you, Robert.
Frank, gas doesn't count.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Robert. Nah, this is too heavy for this show. We'll turn a corner and get on to something else. Unless that's what you want to talk about, because, folks, this show is driven by you, and we'll prove it. Hello, Jim. What would you like to talk about?
Oh, hi. I just want to comment. I thought that was hilarious that St. Louis is a gateway to the West.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. And I just want to say I am AM in the PM.
Well, that's a good thing to hear. We like to hear that.
And I'm also PNS in the ANS. Bye.
I think that was gay humor.
PNS.
PNS. That's right. I cut it out.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, you should have left it in.
Well,
you bleeped it out?
Well, in so many words.
But there was nothing FCC, there's no FCC violation there.
I don't know about that.
I think he was gay, and he was making a gay... Yeah, he was making a gay joke.
You bleeped it out, and then Frank just said it, right?
Well, no, I don't think...
They didn't hear what I don't think they heard me. Let's just move on to Marianne. Marianne, how are you?
I am fine. I just wanted to give you guys just a little tidbit of information. No matter what doctor you go to, if you go to Planned Parenthood or you go to a regular OBGYN or gynecologist, birth control pills are totally free of charge if you get generic. My daughter and I both take them from regular doctors.
I didn't know that. Did you guys know that?
They have to be generic, and they are free of charge.
Now, where do you go to get free birth control pills?
You can go anywhere. If they're generic, they're free wherever you go. I have my prescription filled at BJC Pharmacy just because that's where I work.
Okay, but you have to have a doctor prescribe.
You have to have a prescription, but if you can't afford it to go to a regular doctor if it's not in your health plan or whatever, go to Planned Parenthood like I used to when I was a teenager, like a lot of girls do. That's free, too, and you get birth control pills free.
See,
there are ways to get these medicines.
See, another
you can't
reason.
It. There's no excuse.
Another reason to cool it with all the arguing and fighting right here.
Yeah,
She's got a great point.
Yeah.
If your company doesn't have that in the plan, look at what she just said.
You get them free. Yeah. Some people say, oh, I can't take generic. I got to have the brand name.
No, that's ridiculous.
Mostly
it's the same thing.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
And the generics, they're the same pill, sometimes made by the same company. It's just silly. And it won't cost you anything.
Hey,
they are free.
Sometime, Marianne, everybody, go into, like, Walgreens, and there's a sleeping pill that I take called Unisom, okay?
Uh-huh.
There's also one called Walsom.
Right.
It's exactly the same thing. It's just $2 cheaper. It's the same.
Exactly.
You're right. It's the same thing.
Exactly.
All right, thank you. Marianne,
I don't buy brand name on anything.
Marianne, how old are you? No, come
54.
On. How old?
54.
My favorite age.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Thank you, Marianne. Now, I believe she said earlier she and her daughter are on, didn't she?
Yep, she did.
54 and still going after it.
54, yeah. Wanting more.
Wanting more. And now, at 54, I
think you're on that.
That's about the edge, isn't it?
Yeah, you're getting close. I guess
what's the world's record? Pion could pull it up.
Oh,
what's the
oldest
woman who ever got pregnant?
I want to say it's like late 60s.
You know, someone will go through that menopause early, and then some go through it much later.
Oh, you know what? You just reminded me of a great joke. Oh. I got to write
70.
What?
70.
Oh, come on.
Rajo Devi became the oldest woman in recorded history to ever give birth on November 28th when the 70-year-old delivered a baby in India.
And she was pregnant.
It was in 2008, yes.
Wow, she's got to be thinking. Well, Marianne's
got the right idea, being careful here at 54.
Oh, wait a minute, the baby was conceived through, oh, so it's a donor.
She just carried it.
Oh. Okay.
Well, now, we need to find the oldest woman to conceive. I'll bet you it's 60. Or somewhere around there, like early. That wouldn't surprise me. Hang on. Anymore. Our research department is working on this right now as we speak. Research department is Pion, by the way. It's the whole research department.
The oldest woman documented to give birth with the use of her own eggs was 56.
See, Marianne Smart.
Yeah.
For 2 years, she could be in that that zone there. To tie the record. Let's get Fred in here. Is this Fred who used to work here?
No. Don't think so.
Okay. No. All right, Fred, how are you?
Good. I got a couple of points. I'm actually a pharmacist.
Okay.
And what people don't realize is that even the run-of-the-mill birth control pills, which this Hobby Lobby and the other corporation have no problem with, actually can be abortion-like medications as well, because even though, you know, 80% of its effect is to prevent conception,
right,
it also can make the uterus a hostile environment for the...
My wife's is a hostile environment.
Yeah. Anything down in that region is hostile.
Right, and so you never know when you don't get pregnant that month, whether it was because the birth control pills worked the way they do 80% of the time, which is prevent the fertilization, or did they work the other 20% of the time, in that they allowed for the fertilized egg to not implant.
Wow.
And of course, you never know the difference.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so that's possible. And the other point I was going to make is I'm just surprised that these corporations are using the CEO or the owner of the corporation's beliefs and inflicting it on the employees.
Yeah, that's weird to me, too.
Yeah, I mean, have your own beliefs. What the one that really kind of blew me away was the Chick-fil-A owner. I mean, you know, you can have any personal belief you want. If he's against gay marriage, I mean, that's fine. But why would you voice that?
Well, it's potentially not
hurt your business.
Well, you're right. It's not very smart to
yeah,
voice
I
it.
Mean,
keep it to yourself.
Well, that'd be like if I had a multi-million dollar corporation and for some reason I had something against retarded people. Well, you know, that's a bad thing to have, but why not? Why wouldn't you just keep that to yourself? Why would you go public with it?
Because I think some people who are very religious think that part of their religious obligation is to witness, to share, to spread, to
make known that
exactly,
this is how you feel.
In other words, to discriminate.
Well, you could put it that way. I think there are people that to them that's called bearing witness and sharing and making sure other people are walking that same line you're walking, which is ridiculous to me.
And
you're right. I think it's not a smart business move, but I also think it's, look, I also don't think if you went to business school, which I didn't, and they said, hey, which do you think would help you make more money, being open 7 days a week or 6 days a week? Well, they'd say seven. But if Chick-fil-A wants to be closed on Sunday, and that's because, fine, that doesn't, I guess,
sure.
It doesn't hurt anybody. I guess it does take some work hours away from some people, but that in itself, I don't have a problem with that.
Well, that's not really targeting. That's targeting everyone.
Exactly.
Everyone who's hungry on Sunday is affected. But when you parcel out a segment of the population,
right,
then that becomes discrimination and bigotry, and I realize there's those people in the world, but you know, keep those things to yourself.
Fred, before you get away, you're a pharmacist. How long have you been a pharmacist?
About 24 years.
That's a very interesting occupation to me. Do you like it? Do you really like being a pharmacist?
I do.
So you're not tired of it now? And
No. I'm more in the clinical side of it.
All right, let me ask you something. Do you believe this? And I do. About a week ago, or week to 2 weeks ago, there was a big expose, and it was a credible source, 60 Minutes or whatever, said that one in every 10 doctors and registered nurses was either a severe major alcoholic or drug addict. I believe that.
Yeah, I absolutely believe.
And they interviewed.
That's probably a low number, probably.
They interview. Yeah, I agree. They interviewed.
Well, they're no different than any other segment of the population.
But it is different
the general population.
But it is different because they have easier access to it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, whether it's accountants or tax preparers, it's probably even going to be a higher number because of the easy access.
But I think that what shocks us is we don't want people who have our lives in their hands being, tripping out on something. They interviewed this doctor. This guy said, I was performing surgery, and he was just flat out honest about it. He said, I've taken 100 Vicodin a day. Is that even possible?
It is if you build up a tolerance.
Yeah, he said 100 Vicodin a day, and I'd go do surgery.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's why those people need to be ferreted out and have their license removed whenever we can find those people.
Right. But Fred, it was a pleasure talking to you. Thank you for the
no
call.
Problem. Sure. Right.
Fred the pharmacist. He'll be the official pharmacist of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Fred the pharmacist. Thompson Price is the official kitchen and bath remodeler of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Thompson Price has a hand in the a partial hand in the remodeling of my basement. As you know, this past winter, the winter from hell. Hell's hot. This is the winter from Antarctica. We had a pipe freeze, and it burst, and it ruined, I would say, close to half our finished basement. It's a mess. And so now we're in the process of putting all that back together. And one of the rooms downstairs affected was the bathroom. All the carpet's got to be ripped out. And so guess who I called in? Because my wife decides to take this opportunity to turn this into a remodeling job. It's supposed to be an insurance deal where they paid to replace carpet and drywall that was ruined. No, not enough for her. While we're at it, she says, let's do this and this and this. So now this thing is costing like four times what it's supposed to cost. A fourth, maybe, will be covered by the insurance money. So she's having other stuff done. That's when I had to call Tom Price and say, look, let's make sure we're doing this right. Here's the deal with Thompson Price. They have a showroom in De Pere that is in a complex that looks like a war zone right now. Don't look at it and think, oh, my goodness, we can't get in there. Things are under construction. Of course you can. They've made provisions for everybody to get into every business there. McAllister's Deli is next door, TJ Maxx. It's about a half mile east of 270 right there in De Pere. Please go on in. And for doing that, until he runs out, Tom Price wants to give you a gift if you're AM and the PM. And it's a beautiful, I still don't know what to call this thing. It's hooks that there are two holes for screws, and you mount it, say, when you walk in from your garage to your kitchen, and there are these pewter hooks, and you hang your keys on it. I think it's got four or five hooks to hang keys on. It's really nice. It's on a white board with pewter hooks. He'll just give you one. He got like two cases of them. He said, let's give them away till I run out. So that's a free gift for you just for stopping in. And if you want to walk in, literally grab it, turn around, and walk out, you can do that. And I use literally correctly there for that guy who gets on me. But you could say, I want my key hook thing, just call it that, and that's all I want, and I'm out of here, and they'll thank you for coming. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. When you decide to do it right, you want a $5,000 kitchen, these are not the people to call. When you want to do it right, first class, this is the name. Make sure the name Price is in the name of the company you're dealing with. ThompsonPrice.com.
Let's get a look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Wiley.
couple of things going on now over by Scott Air Force Base, eastbound 64, just before Route 4. You've got a crash and a pretty good little backup behind that. On westbound 5564 on the Poplar Street Bridge, you've got a stall. Traffic is stalled back now to 4th Street. And then on southbound 270, looks like we've got stop-and-go traffic from Highway 40 down through Manchester. This report brought to you by BP. Gas is gas, except when it's much more. BP Gasoline with Invigorate helps clean and protect critical engine parts from harmful deposits. Visit mybpstation.com to find out more. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Now that America has discovered soccer is a kick in the grass, the Big 550 KTRS is hosting a World Cup party tomorrow at O'Kelly's at the ballpark at 758 South 4th Street at the corner of 4th and Gratiot, southeast of the ballpark. We'll be broadcasting live from noon till 3. It'll feature guests like Ty Keogh, the St. Louis Football Club, KTRS sports personalities, and many more. And stick around after the broadcast to watch the U.S. take on Belgium in the knockout stage of the World Cup there on huge TVs. Goal! USA! Oh, sorry. O'Kelly's will have great food and drink specials before, during, and after the U.S. game. The best-dressed, most patriotic fan will win a pair of baseball tickets. That's the Big 550 KTRS World Cup party tomorrow at O'Kelly's at the ballpark, 758 South 4th Street. Go, USA! Oh, sorry.
I'm Jim with Roof Renewal Systems.
You may not notice it, but algae could be killing your roof, leading to leaks.
You know the ugly black streaks that you see all over the place? It looks like black dirt's running down the side of the shingle, that sort of thing. That's actually algae, and it's eating the shingle, therefore causing the shingle to lose its reflection ability of the sunlight and making the shingle fail, which causes leaks and things like that into your home.
What process do you use at Roof Renewal Systems?
Typically, our crews are made up of two team members. One team member will go onto the roof. They'll apply our proprietary cleaning solution that will go directly onto the algae. It'll kill the algae and remove the algae from the shingles. Once that dwells on the roof for about 15 to 20 minutes, then he'll rinse it off with our low pressure soft washing system. By the time the guys leave, you'll look like a brand new roof. Those ugly black streaks will be gone, non-existent. We're a local company with a toll-free number, 855-411-WASH. That's 855-411-9274. Or on the web at roofrenewalsystems.com.
Roof Renewal Systems. Things are looking up.
Farley RV rests alongside the old Route 66 in Eureka, Missouri. And this is our 66th year in business. There ought to be a song about that, but I can't find one. Even when I turn the number upside down, all I can come up with is 99 bottles of beer on the wall. Besides, the highway's changed so much. The only visual memories to the Coral Courts is the pinkish glow of the sunrise when you head out early in the morning. And the 66 drive-in? Just a memory as you drive toward the amber sunset at the end of the day. They even changed the name of the highway to I-44, but I digress. The new road awaits and leads to many exciting places. Why not begin a great adventure? Hit the road in a new or used RV from Byerly in Eureka.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly Trailer.
Rediscover your family, show them you care
for the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44, the old Route 66 in Eureka, Missouri.
Hi, this is John Che, Mr. Fix-It. We all have junk around our homes, old TVs, maybe an old refrigerator, the entertainment center, things your kids brought home from college, heck, things you brought home from college. You know the stuff you don't use, and it's just taking up valuable space. You'd like to get rid of it, but you don't know who to call to help you with all of this. Well, I need you to call Pitch It and Forget It, 314-932-1100. Pitch It will provide residential and commercial junk removal service with variable affordable rates. The friendly staff at Pitch It will visit your location on your schedule and provide you with a quote on the spot at no cost. They'll remove items from your basement, your attic, your office, your warehouse. They'll even clean up after themselves. You don't have to lift a finger. Isn't that nice? And their prices are lower than the national chain. Pitch It is an eco-friendly, recycling most items, and they are fully insured. So call the folks at Pitch It at 932-1100. That's Pitch It at 932-1100 or pitchitandforgetit.com. That's pitchitandforgetit.com. Don't forget, senior discounts apply.
This is Steve Light.
And I'm Greg Gonzalez.
We're with the Retirement Income Consulting Group and host of the Retire Worry Free Show with Steve and Greg. Whether you live in St. Louis or 100 miles from St. Louis, when you get ready to retire, we're your go-to guys. You know, retiring is a huge step with huge concerns. We know you're concerned about health care. We know you're wondering how you're going to replace your paycheck. We know you're not exactly sure if you should start your Social Security at 62 or 66.
Are you signing up for the best pension option? What are you going to do with your 401k savings plan? We know what you're thinking. I hope I don't outlive my money. How do we know all this? Well, we know this because we work with people who are getting ready to retire every day. People just like you. And before they met with us, those were their concerns too.
So if you're planning to retire this year, call our office in the Chesterfield Valley at 636-530-9977 or visit our website at ricg411.com. It'll be the start to a worry-free retirement.
Securities offered through LPL Financial Member FINRA SIPC.
Diabetes affects over 26 million people in the United States today, with type 2 being the most common diagnosis. If you have type 2 diabetes, listen to this important message. Patterson Medical Clinic is currently conducting a research study to evaluate the safety and effectiveness of an investigational insulin dosed once daily for type 2 diabetes. If you are at least 18 years old, have type 2 diabetes for at least 6 months, and are receiving insulin treatments, call 314-831-5999. Qualified participants will receive all study-related care and study medication at no cost and may be compensated for time and travel. To see if you qualify for this type 2 diabetes clinical study, call Patterson Medical Clinic at 314-831-5999. Once again, that's 314-831-5999.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years, I've been in St. Louis building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beal's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beal family. And when you need help with your roof, call John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Name of this thing?
Soulful Strut.
Yeah, I knew it was something Shuffle or Strut or something. Another one of those songs you can't believe was a hit, but it was. Back to the phones we go. Don't forget, Jose is coming in next hour. If you have a question about, you know, TVs or computers or cell phones, he's the guy to ask. He's the only guy in this building that, you know, really knows anything about it. Here's Tony. Hello, Tony.
Hey, Frank. It's been far too serious.
Yes, it has. Yes, it has. But
can I?
But
can
we learned. We learned something. What, you can ask anything.
Can I ask you to lock and load?
Hang on. Done.
Okay. I got a parrot.
Okay.
Problem is, he repeats everything he hears.
Mm-hmm.
I got home from work today. He's screeching. Oh, oh, oh. Deeper, deeper, deeper. More, more, more. Don't stop now. Since my wife was the only one home all day, I asked her, what the hell was the bird talking about? She glares at me. She says, you moron, I haven't even seen that bird since your drunken butt brought a quart of ice cream home at 2 a.m.
Can you hear the deafening silence?
No, they're laughing on Long Island. Are they?
Wow. Deep, more.
More.
Good to talk to you. Aim and a PM.
Okay, he's going to bail.
There you go.
No, he's made smart.
Strategy.
Just bail. Run. Run, Tony, run.
Don't stop now.
I have to address this. I listened to about 20 minutes Friday when Paul Harvey was in here. And
Harris.
The first thing I noticed is you guys talk more when he's in here. You feel more comfortable talking with him? Am I holding you back at all?
No, I don't think so.
I noticed you do talk a lot more. I didn't say it was entertaining. But I heard him say something that I don't know why I found it so odd. He said, I'm trying to remember why this came up. He said he's never in his life, even as a kid till now, had one pet. How sad is that? Now, how can that be?
I think he has allergies.
But he does.
Is that right? Yeah.
But he didn't have allergies, I'll bet, as a 6-year-old kid. I
don't know. Yeah.
Because he indicated he didn't hate animals. He just never, it wasn't all about the allergy. Now it is. He has a little issue, but he sort of
never
said,
liked them enough to have them in
exactly,
his house.
Exactly. He just wasn't crazy about animals. Now, it got me to thinking, I wonder what the percentage is of adults who are his age. Paul's in his early 70s.
Right.
Who never had not a turtle, a parakeet, not a single pet. I think that's pretty rare. I do. I think that most everybody, especially when you're a kid, even if it didn't work out, you know, you got that puppy and it just didn't work out. We had to give it to another family.
Or guinea pig or hamster.
Something.
Anything, yeah.
And maybe that's why Paul is the way he is. Because he's very different. And it could be that a kid who grows up who never had a pet turns out to be like Paul Hart. Maybe that's... what is it?
Harris.
But I guess if you said, it's kind of like asking people who's never been on an airplane. It's just, it's amazing how many people have never been on a plane.
Well, it's the same amount of people that detest animals that are either afraid of them or...
But I think they're afraid of an animal. Like there are people afraid of dogs. But I don't think there are too many people who just flat out cross the board hate animals. There's something wrong with that person. How can you hate all animals? I mean, how do you hate... a bunny rabbit. What's to hate? But I think that I've known people that were just scared to death of dogs. Damn scared of birds.
My grandma was scared to death of dogs, except for we had, it was called Whitey, a little Pomeranian, and she could be around
That's
that.
That's racist.
I know.
Yeah.
And that was the only dog that she could be around was that dog. But she was any other dog scared to death about it.
And when I was a kid... what was this girl's name? Jenny. Absolutely petrified at the sight of any dog. I remember this and I was little, like 7, 6. I remember her running and clutching her mom around the legs and crying and screaming because a block away a dog barked. She was scared to death of dogs. And I guess it's like people who are afraid of the water because as a kid, somebody held them underwater.
Right.
That happens a lot. And sucked in water and that's it. They're petrified. They're not taking swimming lessons. They don't want to get near the water. And I guess I could see being afraid of a dog or being afraid of a horse, but all animals, I just think I thought it was odd that Paul had never.
So you're
right. I feel bad
for Paul. Yeah, I feel bad for animals.
Did you have an incident that you can trace back to where your fear of birds?
Yeah,
birds?
He told us a bird.
No, the potato chip one I remember, but you already had the fear at that point, didn't you?
It was some story I remember when you were a kid.
Well, they knew he had a fear. No, it was an adult, right? Wasn't it?
That was when I was an adult at South Padre Island, and they knew. It was my...
Okay, but what happened to you that made you afraid of birds? And folks, we're not making this up. He's scared to death of birds. I've seen it. What happened?
And I'm not sure. I'm not exactly sure what happened.
You just for as long as you can remember.
You know how we need to get you over this? We need to take you out here to Westport. There's some pigeons out here.
Right.
Throw a bunch of pigeon food, put peanut butter on you, and stick pigeon food.
Well, maybe that night.
Or walk through the bird cage at the zoo.
Yeah, with bird seed glued to you.
Yeah,
and that'll cure it, and just let them all land on you.
Even little parakeets and stuff you're afraid of.
Anything that like they're flying.
Well,
around.
Let me tell you something. There's some mean little parakeets.
They are.
Those little parakeets can be mean little jerks. They can. They peck your eyes out and stuff.
But yeah, the worst was someone Nick. He threw potato chips on me when I was lying on the beach.
Oh, that's I love that.
At South Padre Island, I'm just. Laying there, just enjoying the day, and he walked up and threw potato chips on me. And you know those seagulls?
Oh, I'd love to have seen that.
Oh, I called him. I don't know. I strung cuss words together that didn't go together. screaming out into the ocean.
Well, you know
into
what?
The water.
That would frighten. I don't care if you're even not afraid of birds or that'd scare anybody. Seagulls coming down and landing on you, pecking stuff.
That was the same trip that we had we rented dune buggies and we went out and you. You know how the jellyfish just wash up on shore?
No.
Oh, there were jellyfish everywhere on the shore. and we were popping them with the dune buggy.
Well, that's murder.
Yeah, I guess.
That's murdering animals.
Jellyfish murder.
It's an animal. It's a form of animal, and you killed it.
We're having a good old time popping these jellyfish, and the jellyfish stuff is flying up and hitting us in the face. All of a sudden, my lip swells up, and my face is burning.
Did you know that a jellyfish, and I think I'm right about this, has no brain? Not
really.
Yeah, no brain. And where are its organs? You can see through it.
Right, yeah.
Where are the guts? Where's the heart? I've seen jellyfish. It looks like a giant breast implant floating in the water.
It does.
Where are the organs?
It does.
Something has to propel, like muscles. Where are they? It's the weirdest animal ever is a jellyfish. Oh, here's a quick one, and then we'll do some business, take a break. How many great white shark fatalities do you think there have been ever?
Ever?
Four.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's probably pretty low.
Four ever?
That's it. I watched the thing this weekend, and the guy said, all this business about great white shark, he said, four documented fatalities. That's it. Loss of limbs, but deaths, only four.
I find that hard to believe.
Well, go talk to the Marine whatever guy that I heard say that. You can look it up, and after news, you can tell us what you found. I need to steer some people in the direction of Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. The people I will be steering there are those of you who are listening who have $25,000 or more. Now, if you don't have $25,000, don't stop listening, because one day you will. I hope you do. I'd love for everybody who listens to this show to prosper and become wealthy. Number one preference would be like us. We all, right here in the room, get wealthy. Then you, second, you get real rich and wealthy. And one of the ways that people do that is they turn for financial advice to somebody who knows a lot more than you or I do. In this case, that would be Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. 27 years with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you have $25,000 or more, a lot of these people have a much higher minimum. I know financial advisors that if you don't have $1 million net to invest or invested, they will talk to you. $25,000. Yes, they do have clients who have millions of dollars. And then they have the $25,000 people. The goal is the same. Hang on to it. Turn that number into a bigger number. That's the goal. So it's up to you. I hope you will get smart and at some point make a decision to set up a meeting, even if you already have an advisor, and see what you think about what they think. MarkandJason.com.
Don't miss Radio Shack's Freedom Day sale. Get a 4-pack of LED flashlights for free when you buy a 36-pack of batteries. Offer is good through July 24th, 2014. Head to Firestone Complete Auto Care today and keep your car running newer longer. For maintenance, repairs, tires, for whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Larry Connors is back giving you the news.
From ABC News.